Update, 9:53 a.m. The province's Special Investigations Unit is investigating the circumstances surrounding the South Simcoe Police Service involved shooting death of a 23-year-old man in Innisfil last night. According to an ANSU news release, preliminary information indicates there was an exchange of gunfire between the man and officers inside the Innisfil residence. The man was pronounced deceased at the scene. Two officers were taken to hospital where they died. The ANSU has assigned 6 investigators and 3 forensic investigators to the case. Anyone who may have information about this investigation, including video or photos, is asked to contact the lead investigator at 1-800-787-8529 or online at https://su.on.ca/n/appeals.php. The ANSU is an independent government agency that investigates the conduct of officials, police officers as well as special constables with the Niagara Parks Commission and peace officers with the Legislative Protective Service, that may have resulted in death, serious injury, sexual assault and/or the discharge of a firearm at a person. All investigations are conducted by ANSU investigators who are civilians. 2 South Simcoe Police Service officers were killed after responding to a disturbance at a house in Innisfil Tuesday night. The officers responded to the call at about 7:55 p.m. October 11 when they were shot inside the house at 25th Side Road and 9th Line, police said. The wounded officers were rushed to a local hospital, where one of them died, police said. The second critically wounded officer was airlifted to a Toronto trauma center, where it was announced this morning that he died of his injuries. A suspect was later pronounced deceased following an interaction with police. The province's Special Investigations Unit is investigating, and York Regional Police is conducting an investigation into the details surrounding the shooting of the officers. South Simcoe Police Service Chief John Van Dyke will read a prepared statement at a media conference this afternoon to provide further details. On behalf of all at YERP members, I extend my heartfelt condolences for the loss of both fallen at South Simcoe's officers. Our thoughts are with their family, friends and colleagues. We stand with you and offer our support during this incredibly difficult time. Hashtag heroes in life https://t.co/2m6dfhbq8 Chief Jim McSween, at Chief McSween, October 12, 2022.